Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 60, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. To thee I lift my soul, in thee my trust repose, my God. O put me not to shame before triumphant foes. And what follows, Psalter 60, the first three stanzas. Out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 45, verses 16 through 28. But first we will read the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Genesis 45, beginning with verse 16. And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come, and it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Say unto thy brethren, This do ye, lay your beasts and go, get you unto the land of Canaan, and take your out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Also regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. And the children of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons, according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them to all of them he gave each man changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 and to his father he sent after this manner, 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt, and 10 she asses laden with corn and bread and meat, for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, See, that ye fall not out by the way. And they went up out of Egypt, and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, It is enough. that Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, and once more on this holy day of rest, when we have gathered together in thy house, and once more we attempt to open our unclean lips to approach unto thee, such a holy, such a great, such a majestic, faithful, good-doing, just and righteous, but also a merciful God. And therefore we and our children may still have a place upon the earth. Lord, then we humbly beg of thee, that it may please thee in this evening hour to look down upon us poor sinners, and the Son of thine eternal love, when thou wast granted to a portion of the congregation, that they may come up to thy house after many weeks. And may it have been accompanied with much prayer. Oh, that they have begged of thee for a blessing, and for the greater part of the congregation, that they are called upon to remain in their homes, and they may listen along. Oh, Lord, may it be experienced that the greater Joseph is yet alive. Oh, we have commemorated his ascension, but may it please thee to grant faith to believe what we speak, that we may also speak what we believe. We may hear it every Sabbath day evening, the creed of the church, of so many ages, faith in the Father, in the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that is so indispensable for us and our children to learn and to experience in our hearts. And may it then please thee to pour out thy Holy Spirit when thou spares and when thou granteth it. And on the coming Lord's Day, we hope to commemorate the rich and the glorious outpouring of thy Holy Spirit. Oh, when so many were pricked in their heart and were given to ask what they must do to be saved, then we humbly ask thee, and may it please thee to bless thy word to that end, that in this very evening that boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and the elderly ones, that they may be pricked in their heart, that they may learn to weep over their sins, and given to follow thee with all their heart, and given to cry for mercy. That is the only hope for us and our dear children. Oh, Lord, may it please thee to bind the solemnity, the shortness, and the seriousness of life upon all our hearts. And thou art speaking in such solemn ways to the world, to us, the evidence can be seen in thy house in this evening hour. May we receive ears to hear and hearts to perceive, that there may be a hastening for our life's sake, O wonder-doing God. Wilt thou do wonders amongst us and our children? Thou art so sovereign, and thou art so free. We have left thee in paradise, and thou art never obligated to take a step outside of thyself to save sinners. But it displeased thee in the council of peace, that a way was thought out, and that precious way of salvation, thou hast given unto us the precious gift of thy holy word, where a way is declared, whereby the chiefest of sinners may be saved. Oh, may sinners then have come up in this evening hour. Oh, thou knowest if thou leavest us lie in our lost state, then we are forever cursed, then we are forever lost. 'Tis such a solemn thing to be a human being. 'Tis in thy providence that we may be under the truth and all, Lord. Thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. May we be given to resemble, even in a very small way, the church that was gathered in that upper room with the promise and pleading upon the same, exercised with the coming of thy kingdom and with the glory of thy name. Wilt thou remember consistory, remember the congregation, remember and bless the means of grace. Then we remember our school, where it is also different, and to that end, wilt thou help school board, administration, the teachers, remember the parents and the children, wilt thou grant strength and courage for the remaining weeks, wilt thou continue to spare, we may acknowledge thee, that hitherto that thou wast spared all the staff and all the students, and when thy word may be opened, and may it be made a blessing for young and old. O, we commend unto thee thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. Remember our theological school. It was planned that soon the curatorium would meet, but has also been postponed. To that end, wilt thou remember the instructors, remember and help the students. May it please thee to increase the number of the labors. The labors are manifold. And remember also the need for our Christian schools, for teachers. Wilt thou uphold the persecuted church? Wilt thou enlighten the Jewish people? Remember all mission work, also our mission field. Under the circumstances, remember thy servants, the team, with their families. Wilt thou remember Bible translators, all those that bring thy word to the ends of the earth? Oh, we remember the nations of the earth, also our nation. Remember all our leaders, the Prime Minister, And may he be given to open thy word. Lord, he also needs to be converted. And we all need to be. Remember the leaders of our province under difficult and trying circumstances. May they be given to bow their knees. Remember all the sick and afflicted, the medical field. We may thank thee that hitherto that thou was placed the fiery ball round about us. Wilt thou remember all the needy ones concerning our temporal life? They can be so different. They can be so manifold. Thou knowest what lieth upon all the hearts. May it please thee to continue to provide for our daily work. And we may also acknowledge thee that our people, that they may still have labors to perform, where there are so many also in this country that have not labors to perform. Grant strength, health, and courage for those labors. We remember all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, and in this week, a young widower with his young children, hope to remember that thou was spared them for another year. Oh, Lord, wilt thou uphold, and wilt thou remember, and wilt thou encourage. May their eyes be upon thee. May they be given to experience that the greater Joseph is yet alive. Oh, we remember all our elderly ones, those that are frail and weak, those in the care home, those bound to their dwellings. Oh, wilt thou remember in their lonely station, may their callings be sanctified. Remember the sick and the afflicted. And by renewal we commend unto thee the Father, who was called upon to undergo a serious operation, O Lord. And we humbly ask thee that thou may go with him, that thou may guide the hand of the physician, that thou may spare, that thou may care, that thou may bless. Wilt thou remember his dear wife, the family circle, and, O Lord, above all, that this calling may be sanctified for the saving of his never-dying soul. Remember the difficulties of the body, of the mind. Remember the handicapped. Remember the crosses and the burdens, and, ah, Lord, when thou granteth health and strength, may we be spared from murmuring. May we be given to stop and pause and consider how we use our health and strength, whether it is only for the timely things, the perishing things, the things here below. It shall all come to an end. May thou grant thy grace and thy spirit, that we may be given to seek and find thee in our healthy days. Remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Remember the member under censure. And now, Lord, in this evening hour,
And we humbly ask Thee for Thy help, new words to speak. Thou wast not called the holy angels to Thy service. What sinful son of men, who without Thee they can do nothing, but may Thou grant in this hour a new true errands in hers. Wilt Thou remember all the listeners, from the youngest to the oldest. May it be a good evening. May it be an unforgettable evening. Come then down with Thy Holy Spirit in our midst and our hearts. And, our Lord, Thou would be righteous. If Thou would pass us by, then we would have nothing to say. But, may it please Thee to remember us in Thy great mercy, and go from bench to bench, not so many benches that are occupied, and wilt Thou go from dwelling to dwelling, that the outgoing of this service may be for the coming of Thy kingdom, and for the glory of Thy name. Wilt Thou remember Thy children? Wilt Thou grant them the exercises to be led further into the mysteries of salvation? Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 428, the stanzas 4, 5, and 8. Thy precepts have I hid within my heart, lest I should stray and fall into transgression. O teach Thou me, and unto me impart Thy statutes for a permanent possession, and what follows. Psalter 428, the stanzas 4, 5, and 8.
in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 25, the question and answer 65 through 68. Question 65, since then we are made partakers of Christ and all his benefits by faith only, whence doth this faith proceed? Answer, from the Holy Ghost, who works faith in our hearts by the preaching of the gospel, and confirms it by the use of the sacraments. Question 66, what are the sacraments? Answer, the sacraments are holy, visible signs and seals, appointed of God for this end, that by the use thereof, he may the more fully declare and seal to us the promise of the gospel, namely, that he grants us freely the remission of sin and life eternal, for the sake of that one sacrifice of Christ accomplished on the cross. Question 67, are both word and sacraments then ordained and appointed for this end, that they may direct our faith to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross as the only ground of our salvation? Answer, yes, indeed. For the Holy Ghost teaches us in the gospel and assures us by the sacraments that the whole of our salvation depends upon that one sacrifice of Christ which he offered for us on the cross. Question 68. How many sacraments has Christ instituted in the New Covenant or Testament? Answer, two, namely, Holy Baptism and the Holy Supper. Lord's Day number 25 speaks of the means of grace working and strengthening faith. With three thoughts, in the first place, the proclaimed word of God. In the second place, the administered sacraments. And in the third place, both directing to Jesus Christ. The means of grace, a working and strengthening faith, the proclaimed word of God, the administered sacraments, and both directing to Jesus Christ. A beloved congregation, in the last two Lord's days, then we have considered the prophet of faith. And Lord's Day number 7, there has been spoken of the essence of faith. That is the being of faith. The articles 8 through 22, the object of faith. We have heard the 12 articles. And then in 23 and 24, 23, the prophet of faith. And then we have heard in the past Lord's Day, questions answered, concerning the doctrine of justification with a relation to good works. And now we have come to Lord's Day 25. Lord's Day 25. Through Lord's Day 31 that speaks of the means of grace. And those means are the preaching of the word, the administered sacraments, the Westminster Confession. Of course, in every catechism, everything cannot be stated. In the later Lord's Days, the latter Lord's Days of our Heidelberg Catechism, there the instructors are given to speak of prayer and of the Lord's Prayer. The Westminster Confession has added that to the means of grace, which is according to the Word of God. Then these Lord's Days, they also speak concerning the true Church of Jesus Christ, the marks of the true Church, and that is the pure proclamation of the Word of God, the pure administration of the sacraments according to the Word of God, and Christian discipline. And now the instructors, they begin this Lord's Day in such a special and in such a rich way. Then in question 65, then the instructors, then by renewal, they are given to extol free and sovereign grace. Then after what we have heard in the past week of those arguments concerning the doctrine of justification and good works, then by renewal we read that word sins. Not the first time we have heard it in our catechism. Think of Lord's Day number 5. Since we by the righteous judgment of God deserve temporal and eternal punishment, is there then no way that we may escape that punishment and be restored into favor? And now this Lord's Day, since then, we are made partakers of Christ and all His benefits by faith. Oh, we remember, boys and girls, and then you still remember the first question of our Heidelberg Catechism. What is thy only comfort in life and death? That is a question for boys and girls. That is a question for our young people, for the middle-aged, and for the elderly ones. Oh, do we have an answer to that question? Have we by free and sovereign grace received that one thing needful? We have no continuing city here below. We are traveling to eternity. When the Lord grants it, then on the coming Lord's Day, then we hope to remember that glorious Pentecost, where that 3,000 were pricked in their heart, 3,000 brought off that broad way and placed upon that narrow way. Oh, young and old, we have sat so long, most of us, our children, not so many years, but we have been so long under the truth. Oh, are we ever troubled? Do we lay it before the Lord? Do we tell the Lord that one thing needful? Oh, are we given to beg for the work of the Holy Spirit? Because we need to experience this rich confession of question 65. Since then, We are made partakers of Christ and all his benefits by faith. Oh, where is our journey to? Has the Lord now begun that good work? Have we been pricked in our heart? Have we learned to weep over our sins? Have we learned that we can never save ourselves, and that our good works, even our best good works, and that they are polluted by sin? Has it ever become a holy impossibility and a holy necessity? We are hastening to the end. Oh, may the prayers be multiplied, that in the latter days of the earth, oh, may be amongst us, that many are discouraged, that you have been to church so often already, and that you have to experience that your heart is only becoming harder. Ah, that is the wonder of free and sovereign grace, that it is a one-sided work, and therefore it is still possible, therefore the necessity of the means of grace. Since then, we are made partakers of Christ. Oh, then the instructor by renewal, and then he was given to extol that great pearl of great price, what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for his people. Oh, that was the preaching of Paul, and that he determined not to know anything save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Ah, that becomes the wonder for the church. That has become the wonder for that gathering in that upper room in one accord, when they were continue in prayer and supplication. Ah, the church experiences, if it is possible for them, then it is possible for all. Ah, may there be exercises in this week. To that end, may it please the Lord to grant, pour out the spirit of prayer and supplication, that we may be enabled to beg for the work of the Spirit in a richer measure amongst us and our children. Since then we are made partakers of Christ and all his benefits by faith only. Whence does this faith proceed? Thus the answer, boys and the question, boys and girls, is that the instructor has spoken of such precious things. Those are the precious things we receive when we receive a new heart. And now the question is, how do we obtain those precious blessings? How often that is the question in daily life, even for boys and girls. When there is something nice, then sometimes you ask, where does it come from? Maybe you ask your parents. If you may also have it, your parents know what is best for you. But also in business life, in agriculture, when we prosper, then how often there is asked, where can it be obtained? And of course, how much does it cost? And now the question in this Lord's Day, that precious faith that God's people may receive, then the question is, how do we obtain this faith? Should that not be the most important question, congregation? How we may be saved? At the end, only one thing gonna count. And we do not know how long we shall have upon this earth. We have experienced it. That children, young people,
all ages that they can die. And then, at the moment of our death, we do not have a new heart, and we have not experienced the precious things of the Lord, then they can never be obtained. It shall always be too late, too late. May it please the Lord to bind the matter upon all our hearts. The Lord grant a prayer for one another. This morning we have heard of that people in that upper room. May we be given to resemble them even in a very small way. It is the general way that the Lord holds with His church, that He sets them a praying when He grants them a great blessing. And then the instructor, the answer is from the Holy Ghost. We have heard of the Holy Ghost in Lord's Day number 20 of His person, of His works. Then there was mentioned that He is given to me. He comforts and He abides forever. And that, of course, does not exclude the Father and the Son, because in the Scripture it is written that the Holy Spirit, that He proceeds from the Father and from the Son in different places in the Scriptures, then that work is ascribed to the Father. When Simon Peter has made that precious confession, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, and then Christ has said, of flesh and blood has not revealed that unto thee, but my Father in heaven. In John 6 verse 44, it speaks of the drawing of the Father. In Hebrews 2 verse 12, then we read, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross. But that work is specifically, especially ascribed to the Holy Spirit. We read in Zechariah 4 verse 6, not by might, not by speed, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. In John 16, and the verses 8 through 10, there Christ has said, when He is come, that is the Spirit, He will convince of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Then what a great work that the Holy Spirit has to do. Because in our deep fallen Adam, there we have turned our back upon the Lord. And to that end, we are not able and we are not willing. Christ has said in John 5 verse 40, ye will not come unto me that ye might have life. O young and old, how deep our fall has been. But now the wonder, and that is the hope, only hope, for us and our children, the work of a triune God. And now the Lord, He will be inquired of the house of Israel, to do it for them. Christ has taught his church to pray in that second petition, Thy kingdom come. And now concerning that great work, then we read in 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4, For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Then the Apostle Paul is speaking about his labors in the midst of the church, but mighty through God, that is now the work of the Holy Spirit, that is such a mighty work that it is to the pulling down of strongholds. There is no sinner too hard, no sinner too cold, but irresistible grace. Do we not read in Isaiah 43, verse 13, I, the Lord, will work, and who shall let it? And to that end, the necessity of unceasing prayer from the Holy Ghost, who works faith in our hearts. There you have it again. It is a work of the heart, not to despise an historical knowledge, but that is not saving. Oh, then we see it in our catechism, that our instructors, each time by renewal, they call for examination. They speak of a true faith and of a work in the heart. But is that now necessary, that we examine ourselves so often, that nominal Christendom, whether stolen goods, they do not like to examine themselves, but the true child of God, because the work of grace, that is such a mysterious, that is such a wonderful, and that is such an astonishing work. And the Lord leads that people in deep ways. And now for that true child of God, then they are given to examine their hearts so often. And what a blessing that many times can be, because in that examination and in the searching of the Scriptures, then in that examination with all their riddles and with all their perplexities and with their sin, and then how often they find their heart declared, and how glad and how happy they are. Then there are times that they may go on that way rejoicing, but also in that way of examination, then how profitable it is when they may be given to learn that the way lies further, that the arrow lies further, and that they may still be given to see what they miss, and that they may be brought into need and beggars at the throne of grace. Oh, that faith in the heart, that is such a precious gift. God's people, they can bring forth nothing else but that God is honoring unbelief. But now that faith, that is a work of the Holy Spirit. And now, how does the Holy Spirit now work that faith? in the heart of a young one, all boys and girls, may you be given to seek the Lord early. How does the Lord now work that faith? And then we read, by the preaching of the Holy Gospel, when the instructors, when they speak of the preaching of the Holy Gospel, and that word gospel, and that means good tidings. Oh, what good tidings there are that it is possible for us and our children to be saved. When they have mentioned the preaching that the Lord especially uses, then the instructors at the same time are pointing to the blessing of the house of God, where the Lord has promised in a special way to dwell and to work in a sanctuary. Then for so many years, then we have been enabled, we thought it was also normal, where for many years we have heard of a persecuted church that could not come to church, but had to gather in secret places. And now at the moment, then a few may gather, but yet the rest may listen along. May that also become an unbearable burden, and that we may become the guilty one, and that there may be repentance, because I read in Isaiah 30 verse 18, that the Lord is waiting to be gracious under the preaching of the gospel. There is the reading and the searching of the word of God. Then there is memorization. How many throughout the ages that have been in prison, in concentration camps, and then what a privilege it was when in their youth they have memorized portions of the scripture and the psalters. For how many it has been a comfort. And to that end, let us never despise the means of grace, being under the external administration of the covenant of grace, because that is the place where the Lord especially gathers His church. In the Old Testament, it was among the Jewish nation, it is true. There were a few. Think of Rahab, Ruth, some more that have come from the outside, and then they have joined themselves to the children of Israel. Oh, Balaam, that false prophet, he was unconverted, it is true. He has spoken truths. He has spoken special things. When he was given to see that encampment, then in Numbers 24, verse 5, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. We read in Romans 3, the first two verses, what profit, what advantage is there of circumcision, and what profit hath the Jew? Much every way, because unto them were entrusted the oracles of God. And therefore, my young friends, I hope that it may be deeply impressed upon all your young minds What a privilege and what a blessing it is to be under the proclamation of the Word of God, to be under the prayers of the church. The Lord has promised many a blessing upon the same. Thus when we read, by who works faith in our hearts, by the preaching of the gospel, and then it speaks of the external call. Our young people, we can remember that Reverend Hellenbrook, when he speaks of the calling, that he speaks of an external call and an internal call. And that external call, that comes to all who may be under the Word of God, and the necessity, because without that Word of God, we cannot be saved. Of course, then we are speaking of people that have come to discretion, because we know that there are also little children in heaven rejoicing before the throne that could never understand the Word of God. But we know out of the Scriptures, think of that little child of David and Bathsheba, where the Lord has said to, where David could say in 2 Samuel 12, verse 23, I will go to him, but he shall not return to thee. Thus then we are speaking of people that have come to years of discretion, to whom the Lord has given a mind. Then it is clear that innate knowledge which we have all been born with, that we have a conscience, a knowledge that there is a God in heaven, that there is a difference between right and wrong, and with that innate knowledge, that may also be increased by creation, but that knowledge does not tell us of our deep fallen Adam. It does not tell us of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Savior for the chiefest of sinners. And to that end, the necessity that missionaries, how many missionaries have went out over the world, where they have sacrificed everything, where they have sacrificed their lives. Oh, they had an impression that in this country or that country, that souls were perishing, that they were dropping into hell, and that they needed the Word of God proclaimed, that by the work of the Holy Spirit, that people may be saved. And to that end, may we be given to appreciate the manifold blessings that the Lord has left in our midst. But we have heard it. It is the means that the Holy Spirit uses must be accompanied by that loving and that powerful work of the Holy Spirit. And that is the internal calling. When the Lord uses that word, and that we may receive a new heart on the day of Pentecost, And then we read of 3,000 that were converted. What a multitude. What a number. And now, congregation, should we not ask ourselves the means of grace? They are so abundant. Also amongst us and our children, when we think of former days, in the time of the Reformation, then people were not allowed to read the Bible. Many have been brought to the stake, even parents, for instructing their children out of the Word of God. It was a time when the Reformation has broken through. It was a time that Bibles, if you think before the printing press I have read, that for a father to purchase a Bible, he had to sell 14 cows. And there were very few farmers in those days that had 14 cows, maybe one or two. Even in the time of Martin Luther, then a girl had to work a whole year as a maid if she wanted to buy a Bible. Our boys and girls, they have read the story of Mary Jones, that for 6 years she has worked to obtain her $20. And now for us and our children, the means are so plentiful. The written word, a church telephone, CDs, and yet, does the Lord not hold His hand so still? May we be given to examine all our hearts. May we be given to lay it before the Lord, and that it may please Him to yet do a great work amongst us, in the hearts of young and old, and then as a poor sinner, to be given to learn that we cannot save ourselves, to be exercised with the attributes of God, and then to be led to this question, since that we are saved only by grace, by the precious meritorial work of Christ, young and old, the Lord's service. That is such a good, and that is such a blessed service. When we are won over for that service, then we shall not return to the world. Does not mean that world shall not draw, and there can be fears, but the Lord shall never forsake the work of His own hands. And the King, at the right hand of the Father, He is still gathering, preserving, and defending His church. The world may still stand, because there is yet a people that are written in that book of life, and that must, and that shall be gathered. May we be included in that number, because what shall it be to have lived under the truth, to have heard so many sermons, and then at the end, to have to go lost forever and ever. oh, young and old, then never and never a gospel preacher shall come and declare a way that you may be delivered out of hell. Then it shall be forever too late. But in this evening, it is still the precious day of grace. May we be given to beg of the Lord for His mercy. Let us sing. Of Psalter 381, let us only sing number 2. 381, only number 2. I cried to Thee, and Thou didst save, and Thy word of grace new courage gave. The kings of earth shall thank Thee, Lord, for they have heard Thy wondrous word and what follows. 381, only stanza 2. The means of grace, a working and strengthening faith, the proclaimed word of God, and now secondly, the administered sacraments. Then we read and confirms it by the use of the sacraments. Thus that tells us that faith doth not only need to be worked to have a beginning, but that it also needs to be strengthened. Because the faith of the true child of God, that is attacked from all sides, we shall not broaden it out in this evening hour, for the living child of God. And now it has pleased the Lord in His great mercy. We speak of a childlike faith. And sometime when we instruct our children, and they do not understand it so well, that we draw them a little picture. And now the Lord, in His tender mercy, And then he has not only given the proclamation of the word, but also the holy sacraments. And now concerning those sacraments, and then our instructors, they have asked, what are the sacraments? The sacraments are holy, visible signs and seals. Thus then we have a sign, and then we have a seal. When we have a sign, we could speak of a road sign. That points to a destination. We could also speak of a sign that represents something that it instructs. We hope to hear when the Lord grants it concerning the two sacraments, the signs in both. Our children know it. In the sacrament of holy baptism, then it is water that points to the Lord Jesus Christ. In the sacrament of the Holy Supper of the Lord, the broken bread and the poured out wine. When we are called upon in this evening to make a little beginning concerning the sacraments, at this time they cannot be administered on account of the circumstances. May that also be a burden upon the hearts and a burden laid before the Lord. When we speak of a seal, that confirms, that authorizes. Other times, it tells us that it is true. Think when we have gold, then upon that gold a stamp is placed to tell us the worth of that gold. No, the stamp does not make that gold. It does not change that metal. But it tells us the worth of that gold. We could compare a sign and a seal to a letter from a king. Then the writing we could compare to the sign and the seal at the bottom that confirms what it is written and by whom it is written. And not so easy for the children to understand, it is true, concerning the sacraments in the midst of the church, what a questions there have been. But now to make it clear, perhaps also for our children, we have read together from Genesis 45. Then the Lord has fulfilled the dreams for Joseph. Those brothers have come. In the beginning they were still true men. They were no spies. But then there has come a time that they have confessed that they were very guilty. Judah said, "What shall we say?" And now Joseph, oh, a beautiful type of the Lord Jesus Christ, with yearning bowels of a hemorrhaging desire to reveal himself and say, "I am Joseph, whom thou wast sold." And now Joseph, under Pharaoh, has given commandment to those brothers that they must return to Jacob, their father, with those wagons, with those provisions, must not fall out of the way. And now those brothers, they have returned to the land of Canaan, and then they have said, Joseph is still alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. That is the preaching of the gospel. That is the good message of Joseph. But now we read that Father Jacob, that he believed them not. Ah, God's people, they are such a singular people. When those brothers have brought that coat dipped in blood, then he immediately said that Joseph was torn asunder by an animal. And now the gospel, that precious message, that Joseph was alive, and then we have heard it, that it was too much, and told them, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. But now Joseph, he has sent those wagons along with that provision. And then we read, those wagons, of course, were not a sacrament, but a beautiful picture to make it plain also for our children. And then we read, and they told them all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And thus a beautiful type of the sacraments. The sacraments, they can never be administered without the Word. The Word, of course, can be administered without the sacraments. For Father Jacob, if just some oxen with wagons have come with wonderful provisions, that would have been wonderful and amazing, the providential hand of the Lord, that the Lord was still sending provision. But without that added message that Joseph is yet alive and governor over all the land of Egypt, then it would have not had significance for Father Jacob. And thus the sacraments, they strengthen faith. The Word of God both works and strengthens faith. That does not mean, congregation, that with the administration of the sacraments, that people cannot be converted, because the Word is also proclaimed. Oh, what a blessing it is when the Lord uses the sacraments to show to a poor sinner that they miss everything, that they stand outside under the wrath of God, all their sins are still on their account and traveling to eternal destruction. And then in this Lord's Day we shall close. But then the instructors, we have heard it when we have read it together, that each time by renewal, that the instructors are given to point to that perfect sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, both word and sacraments. Then the instructors, they are impressing upon our hearts that there is only one foundation, only one name given under heaven where we must be saved, an instruction for the child of God that there the true rest is to be found. Young and old, the Lord has given an other Lord's Day. It is called the Orphan Sunday, the Orphan Lord's Day. That comes from John 14, verse 18, where Christ has said to his disciples, I will not leave you comfortless. And if we look in the King James Bible, when we have the marginal notes or texts, then there is spoken that word comfortless that means to be an orphan. In the Dutch it is translated, ex saldo geen wezen laten. And now that church in that upper room, they have experienced so much, given to praise the Lord, but a church exercised with that promise which they have received, which they have waited for. Ah, may it please the Lord to grant a spirit of prayer and of supplication, even for one. Ah, let us ask the Lord for more. But already a blessing. If when on the Lord's Day, one boy or girl, one youth, one middle-aged, one elderly may be converted. But oh, we have a great God, and there is grace sufficient. And to that end, under the solemn times in which it is our lot, for us and our children to live, may we be given to try to bend our knees from the youngest to the oldest and humbly beg the Lord that he may do a great work amongst us. Then his name shall be honored and glorified, and souls shall be saved. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may thank thee that thou wast given an other Lord's Day. Thou wast yet given a few words to speak. A small portion of the congregation could come up to thy house, and how long it shall be when they can come again is known unto thee. Lord, when thou granteth it, then on the coming Lord's Day, we hope to remember the rich outpouring of thy Holy Spirit. How wilt thou do it in our midst, upon the unconverted, but also for thy children? Thou wast given that we may commence another week, and the day of tomorrow wilt thou grant health, strength, and courage to resume our labors. Wilt thou remember the instruction of the children. Wilt thou remember the mothers in the home, the daytime, the night watches, providing for their children. Wilt thou remember the unborn. Wilt thou remember each in their labors on the farm, on the field, in the factory, on the road, wherever we have received the place. Wilt thou keep from harm and danger. Wilt thou keep us from sin and temptation. May our eyes be upon thee. Wilt thou now watch over us in the furtherance of this evening hour, the grand traveling mercies to those who have come up to thy house. O wilt thou grant a prayer for one another? Take none of us away unexpectedly, and above all unprepared, Lord, work then lovingly and irresistibly in the hearts of young and old. Ah, glorify thy name amongst us and our children. Wilt thou direct all our thoughts, our words, and our deeds? Wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins, also of this day, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 328, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Thou art my portion, Lord, thy words I ever heed. With all my heart thy grace I seek, thy promises I plead. And what follows, 328, 1, 2, and 4. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.